Happy Sunday, Mookie.
What's happening?
We are joined by a whole bunch of people, so it's not just Zane and Mookie. It's Zane, Mookie, and Char, and Jim off in the corner.
Live from Eagle Lake.
All these contest winners that we flew in to be a part of the show. That's amazing. This thing's getting bigger all the time.
Yeah, we booked this Airbnb on Eagle Lake. They own it, but we booked it.
Not too much competition this time, today. You know, in between the ice fishing and the actual fishing.
Yeah, there's not a lot of fishing going on right now.
Yeah, we're in the period where it's Russian roulette. You might go through the ice.
Although the one time I did go ice fishing, I've gone once in my life. We didn't catch anything. They pre-dug the hole or whatever it's called for us. We're in a hut, me and my buddy Mark. And we're staying in a resort at the Wigamog Inn in Ontario. And we didn't catch anything but a buzz because we brought a 40 of Captain Morgan Spice Rum in there. By the time we left the hut, it was a complete full-on blizzard, and we had no idea where shore was. We couldn't walk in a straight line anyway. We're looking for a light, some kind of sign of life. Our wives were getting ready for dinner, and we were trying to stand upright. Yeah.
Wait,
no
how many
fish, caught a buzz.
Okay, so no fish. I was just going to say, what did you catch? You guys didn't even put a line in, I bet.
We did for a bit. Then we got talking. We actually forgot mix and ice and cups, so we just kind of went back and forth with the bottle old school.
Well, that sounds like fun.
Ooh.
That's how you know you love your buddy, if you drink after him.
Well, it's basically disinfectant, no?
I don't know. Not in my mind's eye. It's not. I was poking it out all in long afterwards once I sobered up.
Okay, so first off, we have my husband Joe here too, and you guys are like huge hockey fans, and he's better worded on all things NHL than I am, so he's going to step right in here, and we'll all talk about it, but the NHL playoffs, we got 4 minutes to talk about Joe being surprised that you're a Leafs fan. What's going on?
Well, here's the thing. I have two Grays from Maple Leaf Gardens in my basement. Like, how big of a fan do you want me to be? Like, I don't even live in Toronto. I carted those things across the country. You got the original grease and the gum. I mean, when I was a kid, that's all we could afford sitting in the Grays. All the hoity-toities were in the golds and the reds. We're in the cheap seats, right? You could barely fit in there. I have to go to the bathroom. Hang on a second. Let me just grease my hips so I can leave this chair.
In all fairness, I am a Leafs fan since I was a kid because back in the day when Hockey Night in Canada came on, we got Montreal or Toronto. That's right. All we saw when I was a kid. So I went with Toronto because they're Ontario. And to this day, I've been steadfast.
Yeah, and it's the most abusive relationship I've ever been a part of, honest to God. Like, and I've heard all the jokes, and I've seen all your memes, right? And I know the whole 1967 thing. And yes, it wasn't in color TV when they won the Stanley Cup. I get all that kind of stuff. But man, watching games like last night, when they have a chance to sweep the Ottawa Senators and put a bunch of these narratives to rest, like, what the hell are they doing? Like, can you try?
That is the first game I've seen in a long time where Toronto outshot the other team, though. They do better when they get outshot, apparently.
Yeah, I think the reason they outshot them because they were losing for most of the game, right? It finds, like, to me, it's like whatever team is behind, they got to make that push and try and catch up. And that game was there for the taking. They could have won that game. But I've realized after all the money we've spent on guys like Matthews and Marner, these guys aren't Connor McDavid. They would just rather play a secondary role. And it's frustrating, Joe.
But as a fan, Marner had, for him, more of a breakout year because he actually shot more this year than any other year. It was always pass. So
yeah, and I'm not worried about his points. He's going to get his points. He's just a chicken shit. You know, playoffs are a big boys game, and if he's going to get hit, he's going to fake like, oh, I got tied up. I can't get to the puck in the corner. He doesn't want to get smashed. Then his personal trainer comes on. He's like, this guy's the strongest guy I've ever trained in my life, pound for pound. Marner, you're a great player, but you're a chicken shit.
Well, they brought Reeves in for practices, but not in the lineup. So who do they have? Who is their tough guy? Who is their hitter? Even McCabe hasn't been doing any of that. And he,
yeah.
I don't know. They're not a physical team.
One or two of those. Yeah, you know what? And the way they're playing, honestly, like, I don't mind the way they're playing. Like, they're, you know, collapsing lanes, not letting you get to the net very easily. Goaltending has been good, except for last night, but I need to see a bigger sense of urgency. You're up 3-0. You're about to rest for a week if you win the game. You're playing against one of your biggest rivals, and it was just an average game. They didn't really show up.
Well, to me, that's the biggest thing. They have an opportunity to rest and face off against either Tampa or Florida and let those teams beat each other up. But it just didn't happen. I think back in Toronto on Tuesday, well, it's show up or risk everything.
Yeah, and they're by far the better team. You know, like, they're so many points ahead of Ottawa in the standings, but when it comes down to it, you'd never know it. And that Ottawa building had a ton of Leaf fans in it last night, and they could have been jacked and gone home to rest, but here we are again. I mean, it just seems like if this, you know, like, and this is worst case scenario, maybe we're freaking out too much over one game, like one loss in the series, but again, if this doesn't go their way and they choke away the series like they did against Montreal a few years ago, then it's, well, you're not even going to recognize this team next year.
I am fully confident that we will take it on Tuesday.
Woo!
I am.
Oh, yeah.
Well, as a Leaf fan, I could never say I'm fully confident. Anyway.
after losing
your optimism,
you know, you make it to the playoffs, and every team in the playoffs has a chance. Look at Montreal; they were close with Washington 3 games in a row. You got the number one team in the East playing the last team to make the playoffs, and they were in it every game. So,
yeah, and the fourth game is the hardest one to win. And you watched the St. Louis Winnipeg series the other day.
Yeah.
And St. Louis was left for dead, and they dominated that third game. So I'm really excited to see what's going to happen today.
Yeah, I love playoff hockey more than anything. World Juniors.
First round especially.
World Juniors is one of my favorite hockey tournaments to watch ever. But playoff hockey is fantastic. And again, I think on Tuesday, this might have been a little bit of a wake-up for Toronto, and I hope it is. And that's where it's going to end on Tuesday. I think we'll take it.
I just know that if you play in front of a real hockey market, you know, Toronto's, yes, the original franchise in the NHL, are one of the original six, but like, some of these teams get a real bump by playing at home, right?
Gets a real boost from that atmosphere. The Leafs, it's kind of a museum.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, that's it. Your 4 minutes are up a minute ago.
All right.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about everybody's favorite pastime right now, the election. Are you excited about the election? You voted already, right?
So, yeah, I voted. And so they're calling this a snap election. Like, I can't even imagine a longer campaign. The way the world has gone and how toxic we are and how divided we are, I can't even go on social media right now.
Yeah.
And it's not like, hey, come Tuesday morning after the election results are announced, it's not going to get any better. It's going to get worse.
Yeah, there's going to be anger on either side. And I've seen some posts, and I scroll by because it's not worth it. But when you see, you know, blatant BS, I'll go to the Canada.ca website, get the paragraph that is truthful and the link, and put it on their Facebook page and say, that's wrong. You shouldn't spread that.
Yeah.
And
you're,
I don't
a very
do
busy
that
girl,
often.
Man. I can't imagine how much time
no.
it's taking you to do that.
No. Well, really, it's just all on the phone. But still, just when it's really bad, I can't. That's why I mostly scroll, because I don't want to get involved.
You know, and it's your neighbors too, when they put up certain signs. You're like, we're going to be friends, but I can't believe you're doing this. And I think election signs are down for the most part right now too, because the world is so divided, right? And people don't really want to, like, it's different in this part of the world. Like, if you know, the most dangerous animal in the world was colored blue, they're going to vote for them, right? That's just the way Alberta votes. You know, Saskatchewan, bit of Manitoba as well. It's not really a race when it comes to politics here, but like, social media, man. Welcome to my block party. Good for you for putting correct information down, because people just believe what they see, and all these bot farms are trying to influence the narrative for both sides or whatever side. I don't want to hear your strong opinions on something that I don't believe in, so I'm going to mute you or I'm going to block you, and that's it. Bye-bye.
Wow.
We actually, when we were in Florida, just would stop telling people we were Canadian because we didn't want to engage in the political rhetoric. It's like, not that I'm ashamed of being Canadian, but I don't want to get into a political debate.
Yeah, Charlene, you were asked about becoming the 51st state, what you thought of it.
Oh, yeah, on a regular basis. So, like, that would be fine with you guys, right? And you're in support of it? And we're like, it's not happening.
I mean, I can't blame them for wanting to be a part of Canada.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's why it's so easy to believe they want us, I guess.
Well, right? And you look at podcasts like Joe Rogan, or you see what Fox News is pumping out, right? And for those people that drink that kind of Kool-Aid in Florida, in Texas, that's all they know. And they're so convincing with their arguments, you know? And it's funny, because when I went to Pittsburgh, too, which is a Democratic stronghold, they I don't know, man. They don't think that way. They don't think we want to be the 51st state. They know that we're a sovereign nation. They understand it because I guess they have the culture of hockey and they have players that go there all the time. But yeah, it's bizarre, man. I mean, the media and the influencers and the bots on social media can just paint whatever picture they want. Oh. And so many people believe it.
Yeah, we had one of our neighbors in the park in Florida who asked us, they said, well, we heard that Alberta wants to leave Canada. And I'm like, what? So like one guy said this and now you believe it? It's like, where are you getting your information from? It's crazy. Like, okay, you could say there's whatever country in the world and poll the people, there's going to be a small percentage of people are like, yeah, let's join another country. We'll get Texas or we'll get to go to Hawaii or whatever the yeah. country. You know, there's always going to be somebody saying, yeah, fuck this place. Let's leave. But
and the fact that people give them platforms all the time, too, like just ignore them. I mean, they're going to go away. Like Alberta is probably, you're right, the most likely of any province that would separate. But still, the interest is not even 20%.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's easier to believe, for some, to believe just what you're told. You don't want to have to look it up and see different sources. That's too hard.
Well, and all at the base of all of it, what seems it's happening is the grass is greener attitude. And it's like you think that things will be better under a different country, under a different political group. And it's like, just be a better person. And that we'd all be better.
Yeah, I don't even know how you go about becoming an independent country. I know Quebec tried it with their referendum years ago, but like, I think it's a lot harder than people think. In your mind, yeah, let's go, let's separate, let's be a sovereign state or whatever. But come on, like, honestly.
But don't forget, Mook, that Quebec, when they wanted to separate, they wanted to keep our currency and our military.
Right, right.
So separating and becoming independent is extremely difficult because you have no economic base for the world. Mm-hmm. So you want to keep what's good, but leave what's bad.
Which won't happen.
Which can't happen.
In any, whatever country is being rebuilt or whether it's political divisions and rebuilds, there's always going to be things that are better under a different politician or a different country. There's good and bad, you know, and that's where I think people have that grass is greener on the other side idea of this will be perfect, but then ignore the facts. You know, like they all say, oh, the unemployment was lower, the economy was lower, and unemployment was higher, economy was lower. And you're like, did you not read the economy report? How did you not know under Biden that the economy was booming and unemployment was at its lowest, but you're going to say it was bad before?
Because they weren't watching the right news.
Yeah, no, 100%. And you know what's easier, though, too? If you don't like it here, go. Like, if you don't like Canada, you don't like Alberta,
right?
Pick a province that you like, because really, it's pretty easy to move to whatever province you want. Not as easy to move to the States, but look, convince them that they are the country that we want to be a part of, and go yourself. The rest of us are going to stay here.
Okay, so we're way past 4 minutes on that one, too. Let's take 4 minutes and talk about board games. This is something we do often when we're at Jim and Charlene's or we're at camp or we're on the island. Are you good at board games, Mookie?
Good at them?
Do you like them? Because, I mean, we don't always know the game going in, but you listen, right? And you learn as you go. So we picked up, well, they had the game. It's called Ticket to Ride. Uh-huh. And where does it go from... North America. It's all North America. Yeah. So you have to get your trains in a row.
Yep. Build a, you pick up a ticket that tells you where you're going from and to. So like Montreal to El Paso. So you have to get that route with collecting colored tickets.
Okay.
So the person, and then you have all these trains that you have to create your route with, which you don't even have to create the route though. You could just...
Yeah, you could just be like mass chaos blocking people like Joe totally screwed up my route by taking the one spot I needed to get from the west side of the coast to the east. He blocked me, so then I had to collect a certain color, which I never got.
So then also, when you run out of trains, when you're down to, what, the final two trains?
Yep.
You win. And I looked down, I went, oh, I'm down to two trains. And it was my first time playing. And it was so impressive. Uh-huh. And then I went in the bedroom with Joe, and this train fell out of my sweater. So
Yeah.
So I didn't win. It was up my sleeve.
You're a cheater. Sounds like you're a cheater.
It was an accidental cheating. It wasn't on purpose.
Well, who didn't do that with Monopoly, you know? Like, I definitely hid some cards or stole them.
I think we need to play board games that don't divide us.
You know? Yeah, it got like, pretty ugly.
Like, my buddy Murray, who owned, like, five businesses, and, like, he was a shrewd businessman, and you're playing Monopoly, and there's no way he's letting you back into the game. And you're like, oh, please, Murray. You're on your knees begging and you're crying. And he's like taking all your money and property. I'm like, get the hell out of here. I'm going to the bar.
Yeah, it feels too much like life. One guy's got all the penthouse and the, what were the blue, Boardwalk and
Park Place.
They're just kicking your ass like a rich billionaire. And you're in the poor, you're in the jail, and you're like in the slumville.
Well, and he must have cheated. We played every Friday. Our kids grew up together, and we kind of grew up together every weekend playing Monopoly, and that was our thing, and having some drinks. And he won every single time, so I swear to God he brought his own, like, bankroll or, I don't know, a second Boardwalk up his sleeve or whatever, but man, he kicked our ass.
We were playing dice poker one summer out at our camp, and there were three teams playing, and it came to a point where my team and Joe's team and one of the kids' teams we were all pretty much tied as far as being able to move. So the kid that was playing, he's like 16 at the time, and he could have screwed either my team or Joe's team. So I e-transferred him $10.
Oh my God. Whoa. How nefarious. That is like, whoa. I've never even heard a move like that. That is, I might try it.
It was the best.
A little hush money going back and forth.
All right.
Are you competitive?
Yeah, I mean, but board games, though, it doesn't really take a lot of skill in my eyes. You know, strategy, sure, but usually I'm not that dialed in to try and win a big game of sequence.
Or Naked Twister.
Our Naked Twister, yes. That gets awkward with the family. You know, my wife and I play, and the son comes upstairs. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
That's why you wear bathing suits, you know.
Yeah. Why do you guys have that tub of oil? Never mind. Let's go to bed
and play Twister.
Okay, so speaking of naked, I don't know how this came up even. I guess we had talked about it in the past.
Yes, yeah, so a mutual friend watches it. We didn't come up with this.
Right. Anyways, I don't know. I went and got my pajamas on or something. And when I came back in the living room the other night, they had on Naked Attraction. Mookie, have you even heard of this show?
I've seen bits of Naked and Afraid because my wife's a fan.
Okay, so this is Naked Attraction. So what they do is it's like there's one person looking for a date. And yeah. It goes either way, male or female or both, I guess, depending on the person. But they'll have like, I think it's five people, maybe six people.
Yep.
They're in a box. So this person gets to pick who they want to date, but they lift the boxes and these people are naked. So you start choosing the person you want to date by seeing them from the waist down first. Naked.
Okay. You do see them naked before you pick them.
Yeah. But you don't see anything else about them except first their waist.
Right. Waist down, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you get rid of one.
Yep.
You decide, no, that one is...
I didn't like their toenails.
Well, I think one of them said...
Or more like your wiener's too small, see ya.
Or
well,
too big.
Actually, that was what one of them said. That one, that intimidates me. I can't have that.
Is that a baby arm?
Oh, yeah. And comfortably big.
Yeah, so it was interesting. And then they put it on again last night.
But that's a good way of leaving the show, right? Because you're hung too much instead of like the date didn't work out.
Right. Come on.
Well, so,
talk about swag.
Most of the people, you're like, good for you for going on the show because I would never show that.
Okay, but think about it. Mom, I'm going on TV.
Oh. Mom doesn't want to watch for TV for
I think
next.
Mom knows what you like before you're on TV. That's well, not a surprise to mom.
It doesn't matter who you like. It's like, that's what you're doing on TV.
But it's,
whatever happened to, like, you know, wearing tight clothes and leaving secrets to be
But I like that they actually go deep on the, you know, do you like a full bush? Or, you know, how do you feel about her breasts? And people, there's some affirmation on it because people come off after they interview them. They're like, well, I feel pretty okay because she liked my boobs and I didn't think they were that good.
It's such a part of life, too. You don't even know who cares that much about it. Because my dad, when he was single and looking to get remarried, you know, he was a single doctor, 40 years old, and women were throwing themselves at him. and like lawyers and educators and you name it, like the whole gamut, right? And he kept coming back to, but have you seen Bev in a bikini?
Whoa!
I guess he made your pick.
Wow.
Just so you know, you said that out loud, Dad.
Oh, dear.
And sure enough, he married Bev. And guess what? She got older. I'm not saying she doesn't look great in a bikini anymore, but like, take that snapshot in time and enjoy it for what it's worth. It's going to change eventually.
Absolutely. The thing, too, about this show, back to the naked attraction, is somebody said, you seen one, you seen them all. Nope.
No. Oh, boy.
Male and female. Nope.
I had no idea they looked like that. The women's bodies, I thought, were kind of standard, but whoa. There was some weird shapes.
And then you don't feel so bad about some things.
Yeah, I mean, right. I feel better about my body after watching that show.
And maybe that's why they air it.
So we can all feel good about ourselves. Except the one guy that this girl picked, he looked quite happy about it in the end shot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. He was definitely aroused at the hug. Because they hug on their way out. The naked person.
Oh, yeah. She gets naked too, though. Eventually, she was naked too. Yeah. At the end, she's naked when she picks her winner.
And they oddly hug as the person leaves the show. Yeah. It's like a distant hug. Like they're no body parts are touching, just arms.
Well, it sounds like they're close to touching.
Yeah.
The one guy was definitely close to
touching.
That's
the one she picked.
Did she pick
that
him?
Was the one she picked. Yeah.
They got around.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they, it seemed, had a match because they do the follow-up date and they were, like, very happy.
But why did they have to be clothed in the follow-up date?
Yeah. Well, now it takes off some stress, too, because if you have, say, a small package.
You already know.
Yeah. She's seen it and there's no, oh, God, right? Wait till she finds out how little I am.
Big or, personality, yeah, though.
She's and not a big bail truck. Now.
Yeah. She knows what she's getting. There was a guy with a hairy ass. Remember that guy? And I think he shaved it because it looked kind of weird.
I missed that one, actually.
Oh,
you guys know you guys were talking. You went on and on and on about this guy's hairy ass.
Well, he was like Sasquatch. That it was dark, too. It was like, it almost at first you were like, what's that on his body? It looked like tattoos almost, but it was his hair.
Ew. Yeah, I'd like to say I wasn't looking, but I did.
Joe did. Yeah, Joe was looking.
Man, can I braid that thing? Or?
Ooh.
Jim, you haven't said anything at all.
I'm awfully quiet.
Yeah,
what about Naked and Afraid? Did
Jim's
you like
got
it?
Got some he's images it on his in his. Yeah.
He's got Netflix on his phone.
Well, he had to. We cut the first show off because Laura was going to bed, and then it was weird for the rest of us to watch it without her. So then we had to watch the end of it, you know. I think Jim was intrigued to see the girl naked.
He did keep rewinding certain spots.
and then I wanted to see the beginning of the next one.
Yes.
He wanted
That's
to see the one
of those
with...
shows you can't watch with everybody, though, hey?
No, it was quite all right, actually. It was kind of weird when it was all penises and we're just all staring going, oh, wow, wow, these are all really different.
Sausage party!
Well, and because the British host was so straight to the point questions, too. Like, she was, what do you think of that penis? Is that your type? And she said, it's like, okay, we're going to talk about whether she likes it or not. And it was tiny. It was very tiny.
And she said, that looks suitable.
But the poor guy, I mean, they
what
hear
are you
it all.
What are you going to say on TV, though?
Well, he must know.
He's got to know. I mean, like, it's, I still say, good for you to go on national TV where people are going to see it. And now, you know, it's like a full exposure.
Yeah.
Everybody
knows.
It's
not like he helped create it. Like, he was born with it. Can't really do much about it.
Nope.
This is my piece.
Yeah. This is it. We're going to live or die on it.
I definitely was not made for porn.
Ron Jeremy wasn't exactly hung either, though.
I don't even know. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Well, there you go. We've all seen different men naked.
Yeah. Now we watched some together. It was a bonding moment.
Yeah.
That's that.
Yes.
It's like, I know what you did last summer, but it's going to be a secret. Well, no more secrets.
Well, there we go. Got any more naked stories to share with us, Mookie?
No, my wife watches Naked and Afraid. They, for the most part, it's safer in North America. They blur out the parts, except for the ass. Like, they blur out the front, but keep the ass. And I'm like, you know, and then they start losing weight over the course of the show. I'm like, you have a wrinkly, ugly ass.
I just don't, I would never. Like, with all the bugs and little critters, no thank you.
I don't really think they're
naked
in the middle of nowhere. You know, look at Survivor, right? There's bugs. I don't know. Well, maybe bugs, but I'm just saying, like, even Survivor Man, the show that I loved the most growing up watching, he went on one day to show how he reenacted it. He went there a week ahead of time with, like, specialists from the island, and he was taught what to eat and what to avoid and all that kind of stuff. He kind of blew it for me, right?
Yeah. Well, I guess they have to be safe so they don't get sued.
I haven't seen that show. Are they athletes on there? Like, are they fit people?
Survivor Man? Anybody?
Yeah.
No,
that was less.
Just one guy.
Oh, yeah. It's just one guy. But did they pick people who are athletic and?
His host is the only guy doing it.
Oh,
so you're thinking of Bear Grylls? Is it Grylls?
Bear Grylls? There was one where they're naked together in the woods.
Yeah, the one Mookie's
naked
talking
and
about.
Afraid.
Naked and Afraid.
That's a different show. Yeah. Oh, that's a different show. No, and they pick anybody for that.
And they're not necessarily in shape.
No.
So.
No.
I just mean that because it's like this is a survival Orange thing a too, right? It's not just
Orange is a
like
shape.
The show of survive with your camping skills, right? You got to be in shape to cut wood and build shelters.
Yeah.
Well, you have all day, so don't feel like it. 1 hour, you know, wait 6 hours, have a nap.
That's great. All right, Mookie, well, we got to head off. We're heading to Winnipeg today to...
Oh, my God, I'm so jealous.
Party in the pig.
Portage in Maine, till we die.
I almost did die on Portage in Maine.
Oh, my God, that's right.
This was years ago. I was looking for an ATM, and I went across the road, and I walked down the steps, except there was no sidewalk at the bottom of the steps. It was just the road.
I worked at Portage, Maine. There's no sidewalks.
Yeah,
there's underground tunnels because it's unbearable in the winter. But yeah, there's no sidewalks.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
There's nothing above ground to live. It's all, it's a small little underworld.
So I almost got taken out by a bus, but clearly I'm here to tell the story.
I thought she was honestly going to tell the story where I almost killed Laura because of my poor navigation skills.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, we had gone out for dinner. And then we dropped the guys off at home because we were going to go to the horse races at Assiniboine.
Yes.
And
Assiniboine Downs.
Yeah. So I drove. And Charlene was my co-pilot. But
and Jim was in the back,
oh, yeah,
too,
Jim
right?
was there. Jim did come with
us. He's the one that was like, oh, my God, we're going to die.
So so she's telling me where to turn. And I'm like, are you sure I turn here? And it's going over a bridge. And there's pylons everywhere. She goes, yeah, go here. So I go. No, it's a one-way bridge. And I'm going the wrong way.
Jim looks like he's
in my truck, Mookie.
Yeah, you see, you shouldn't have a co-pilot who's been drinking.
You're going the wrong way. How does he know which way I'm going?
That's basically what Jim was saying from the back. Because he wasn't paying attention. He looks up. He goes, what are we doing? What's going? Why are we here?
We're going the wrong direction. We need to turn around.
And we were like, no, we're not. We're going the right way.
Just the light just turned green. And we were sitting there going, they're all coming at us.
Welcome to Winnipeg where everything's trying to kill you.
That was fun. Well, we're going to go see what we can get into now.
Drive safe.
Yeah, I guess we'll talk to you next weekend.
So, we're in Quebec City next weekend, but maybe later on in the week.
Nice. Love Quebec. Expect pictures.
Nice.
Okay, well, have a great trip. Say hi to everybody.
You too, guys. Have a safe drive.
See you later. Bye, Mookie.
Bye.
See you, Mookie.